Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, Halloween, All Hallows Eve, October 31st, 2011. And we are going to have some upcoming race results from Northern Cal's Bay Area Super Prestige Cyclocross, also the Coachella Valley Cyclocross, first ever Coachella Cyclocross, and the Black Cat Cross, brought to you by the Urban Cyclocross and Back on Track Productions. Also, we're going to have a short special interview with Robert Sandoval, of Race and Teach Event Medical Services. He's going to discuss Halloween safety, because it is Halloween, and it has a little bit to do with the bikes when you're out there riding your bikes or walking around the neighborhood tonight on Halloween. All right, so we've got some race results for you right now. Race results from Bay Area Super Prestige of Cyclocross, held on October 23rd. Men's Elite rounding out the podium from Summit Cycles, Jim Hewitt in third place. And it was a 1-2 sweep by Bay 101 HRS Rock Lobster, Aaron Bradford in second, and Scott Chapin taking the win. In the Elite Women, Karen Brems taking the third place position, Team Rambugski Law. Courtney Dimple in second, and Devin Gorey Haskell taking the win, all for Team Rambusky Law. Masters 35s, Cat A's, James Coates riding for Cal Giant, Specialized taking that win. And in the Men's B, Reto Mueller riding for Peninsula Velo was your winner there. You can get complete results on the Bay Area Super Prestige at bayareacx.com. And on Friday, October 21st, the first ever Coachella Valley Cyclocross was held with multiple categories, very unique categories, including names like Military Hammerheads, rounding out the podium in Military Hammerheads, and the man Jacob Banda in third, Chad Austin taking second, Austin Kerno with the win. Public Hammerheads men, Jose Villamar in third, Omar Villamar in second, and your winner was Kevin Kalman. Young Hammerheads, Jacob Alexander taking that win. And in the Super Hammerheads, in the men's Super Hammerheads, picking up third place, Todd Morton, second place going to Larry Longo, and your winner, Joey Lanza. Super Hammerheads women's winner, Natasha Meyer. And in the Pro Hammerheads, fourth place going to Brett Stevens, second place, Kenny Judas Priest, third. And second place picked up by Robert Herber, and your winner was Chad Walton. That was the Coachella Cyclocross. You can find full details and results at racersandchasers.com. The Urban Cyclocross, Black Cat Cross, was held October 23rd also. And for the first time ever, ultra cross racing going on out there. That was 3 hours of cyclocross for those who can't get enough. Julie Guthrie in the women's, riding for Now MS. And in the men's ultra race, fifth place going to Howard Miller from Paramount Racing. Fourth place, Cannondale Factory's Matt Holcomb. Third place, Scott Simpson. Second place, PV Bike Center's Bill McLeod. And your winner, John McMiller. Men's Elite and Open, taking sixth place, Coley King riding for LA Velocity. Fifth place going to Josh Caddy riding for Synergy Cycles. Jaime Herbert taking fourth. Birmingham Bicycle Company's David McNeil in third. Second place, The Team's Doug Hall. And SGG Felt Anton Petrov was your winner in the Black Cat Cross. Juniors 10 through 14, Frankie Reed from PennCC, rounding out the podium in third place. Second place going also PennCC's Duncan Reed, and Team Block, Sean McElroy, taking that win. Category 3-4 women, Connie Cycling's Kate Wilson taking that win. That's a junior women's racer racing up in the women's category. Masters 45s, Bicycle Sports Shop's Robert Abel taking third. Munyu's Bike Shop's Jamie Stathis in second. And Spy Blue, Michael Marks, taking the win in that category. Big thanks to Spy Optics also for sponsoring this event as well. Masters 55's, Jim Stevens in second. and your winner riding for Covina Valley Bicycle, Steve Brown. And in the beginner men's, Brian Brusick, Penn CC, taking third place. Nick Steele from Caneo Valley Cyclists taking second. And your winner from Team Redlands, Van Gesselme. Single speed Cat 4s, Kyle Parham in second, and your winner was Jay Thornton. Single speed A's, James Ranweiler taking second from New Vision, and SGG Factory's Charles Morris taking that win. And in the men's beginners, category 3s and 4s, Brian Dunlap with third place from Cadence. Second place going to It's a Bike Shop's Matt Smith, and your winner, SDG Felt's Nick Dutch Army. All right, some local race results there. And then we've got some upcoming events. Let's go to those upcoming events right now. Got some upcoming events now for Northern Cal and Southern Cal. What have we got in Northern Cal, Brenda?
We have Folsom Cyclocross.
Folsom Cyclocross coming up Sunday, November 13th. That's hosted by Team Bicycle Planet. Racing for all categories, men, women, masters, and juniors. Full details at bicycleplanet.net. Again, that's Sunday, November 13th. Anything else coming up in Northern Cal?
We do. We have Cal Cycling Classic Mountain Bike Race.
The Cal Cycling Mountain Bike Race is Friday, November 11th, Saturday the 12th, and Sunday the 13th. Registration on Friday. There's also camping available at Lake Sonoma. That's hosted at Lake Sonoma. Cross-country racing and Super D on Saturday. And dual slalom and short track cross-country racing on Sunday. Sponsored by Mike's Bikes, Defeat, Timbuktu, and Cowboys Fuzzy Duds. You go, cowgirl. What else have we got coming up? How about Southern Cal?
We have Racers and Chasers. They are promoting Outdoor Demo.
Outdoor Demo. This is an outdoor dirt demo in the San Diego area. That's coming up on Saturday, November 5th. Road and mountain bikes both available for riding at the San Dieguito River Park off of Sunset Drive. That's in the San Diego area off the 15 freeway. Full details at racersandchasers.com/outdoor_demo or just racersandchasers.com. And what else have we got?
We have one last, a time trial coming up.
Time trial in Southern California. That is the 2011 Kurt Sutliff Memorial Santiago Canyon Time Trial Series Finals, November 12th, and that's in Santiago Canyon in Orange County. You can find complete details on that at santiagocanyontt.com and other details for complete race schedules, ncnca.org or scnca.org. Race hard. Okay, upcoming events in Southern and Northern California, both. All right, we had a chance to chat with Race and Teach's Robert Sandoval. And big thanks to Robert for chatting with us about a little bit about bike safety and general safety for Halloween coming up. Let's go to that interview now with Robert Sandoval of Race and Teach on safety. Bike Sport Radio is in the field today discussing safety. Today's Halloween, actually, so we don't usually do a special on just safety in general since it's all about bike racing, bike races, and what you need to race bikes, but we'll talk a little bit about bikes here. I'm here with Robert Sandoval. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good, good. And we're actually on the campus of...
It's Frank D. Perrin Elementary School in Englewood. That's I'm actually a teacher and head of safety, their safety coordinator for the school. So I do a little bit of everything. I teach and I make sure the school's in a safe environment.
That's right, Race and Teach. And we met at our events, Back on Track Productions and other events. Race and Teach is a event support and medical support for bike events. But Halloween is tonight. And so tell us a little bit about Halloween and why it's important we talk about it.
Well, definitely Halloween is one of those nights that we kind of take for granted. You know, we get the costumes, we get the kids out, everybody's out in the streets. But you know, according to AAA and a lot of other, you know, National Transportation Association. Halloween, October 31st, is one of the most dangerous nights for pedestrians. It seems like, you know, pretty obvious information, but reality is this is the night that, you know, sadly a lot of pedestrians meet cars, and it's not a good thing.
They don't call it Dia de los Muertos for nothing, huh?
Yeah, well, we definitely hope they're not Dia de, to make sure there's no muertos. That's what we're trying to get out there and prevent. But
and how can we help to prevent that then?
Yeah, couple of good things to keep in mind. It's getting darker earlier. We want to make sure that, you know, if you're out there, be it on bike, be it on foot, you know, people are still working out. Not everybody does the Halloween thing. So, you know, we want to make sure we're visible. You know, get your lights on the bikes, your flashers, your headlights, and not only for, you know, your safety, get as bright a light as you can get. Make sure you're seen and visible. It looks like we're going to have a little bit of noise here. We're on campus, so the kids are running, about to run by us.
Go, go, go!
Look at these sprinters, a bunch of little sprinters here at the elementary school. And that's right, I've always preached about you can never have too much light on your bike, or in this case, or on your pedestrian when you're out at night in the street. There's no such thing as being over-lighted, huh?
No, definitely. You know, part of your Halloween costume, I mean, come on, we're all kids at heart, so we're all going to dress up and, you know, take one of your flashers off your bike and wear it, you know. I mean, I think everybody on a bike should have a flasher just permanently mounted on there somewhere. I don't care if you got a $7,000 or Bea or whatever, you know, full carbon bike. Find yourself a carbon light to match. I mean, yeah, it's all good, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Parents, what, you know, parents can kind of do stuff to get the word out too, obviously, right? Tell us about what parents can do.
Well, one of the things, you know, well, the biggest thing is not only the pedestrians, I mean, vehicle safety, I mean, being around the cars, but, you know, parents, you know, get the lights out there, walk with your kids, you know, it's fun. You know, go back to your youth and your childhood, spend some time with the kids out there, going door to door, but, you know, some of the basic stuff still applies. You know, don't go to any dark houses, try to stay on the lit streets, make sure costumes don't have any obstructions like masks that block vision. And more importantly than anything else, and we haven't heard about this in several years, but it's still out there, the candy. You know, don't let the kids eat until you get home and really inspect everything. Same thing when you're passing out candy as well. You know, you open up a bag, inspect it, make sure there's no open pieces of candy in the bag and things like that. It's getting better, and a lot of the hospitals, I believe, are still doing the x-ray thing if you run a bag through there or whatever. But, you know, it's getting better. They're getting more secure with it and just being careful. But
tell us about the x-ray thing at the hospitals. What you mean you can take your candy into a hospital?
Yeah, a couple of years back, they used to allow you to bring in a bag of, you know, when it wasn't busy, of course. They let you run it through an x-ray machine, scan it real quick. Maybe try the urgent cares, because ERs tend to get really busy on Halloween night. So, like I said, it's a busy night for everybody. But here's a couple of things to keep in mind, parents who are driving around, because you're going to be driving. You know, it used to be kids would walk. Now what it is, parents take them into a neighborhood, drive them in, and then drop them off and kind of follow along in the car. But just in general on that night for everybody driving, your usual neighborhood shortcut to avoid the traffic, maybe your usual bike route as well, you know, that you're taking to cut through the neighborhood to bypass a hill, avoid it that night. You're probably going to have a lot of foot traffic, and, you know, believe it or not, a pedestrian versus bike can also happen. You know, kids like to dart across the street, and you're out on your train to ride, and you're on it, and all of a sudden, boom, you and a little Red Riding Hood collide. You know?
Yeah, and there's nothing more popular on Halloween than the typical, like, skeleton costumes or the vampire costumes. Those are black, aren't they?
Yeah, they're black, and they're really hard to see, so, you know, you just keep your eyes really open. And like I said, slow down. I mean, driving, riding, whatever you're doing, slow down a bit. They're saying the usual speed, you know, 35 miles per hour, normal, you know, slow it down to 25. That really makes a big difference in being able to react to things that pop out. So,
Right. We like to encourage drivers to drive slow at all times around bicycles in general, but Halloween is a special time of night, so yeah. So we'll be right back with Halloween Safety and Robert Sandoval on Bike Sport Radio.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results, hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Hey, we are back. Bike Sport Radio is back here at Frank Parent Elementary School in Ladera Heights. Go ahead, Robert, continue.
Okay, so we left off. I think we were talking about what we can do as a, you know, to keep everybody safe and somewhat sane on Halloween. It's kind of, it shouldn't be, I think that should go with 4th of July, but that's all right. One of another thing we really need to watch out for is, you know, adults, we tend to partake a little sometimes in the spirits. And, you know, we might get a little tipsy. So one of the things I know AAA is offering, a couple of other cab services tend to offer it too, but I know they have what's called a tipsy tow, and that's offered by AAA, and they'll tow you up to 10 miles, so try to drink within 10 miles of your home. And I guess they're going to start that Saturday at 6 p.m., so it's actually going to be through the weekend as well as... Actually, this one's going to run from Saturday to Sunday is what I'm reading here. You know, it's a good way to make sure you guys stay safe on the weekends. You know, the Halloween really starts, since it falls on a Monday, I mean, we're really going to be going from Saturday through Sunday, yep. You know. I mean, people, there's probably a party or two every night, and we're going to get out there, so... It's be a interesting weekend to see people driving around in their costumes, because that's why I love watching that. It's funny sometimes. But
sounds like a great way to get yourself home safe. The tipsy tow. Yeah. Cool.
Definitely they do that. Do most of the big major holidays whenever the spirits are involved. A couple other things. You know, we're going to jump around a little bit here. Trick-or-treating in a group. Yes, mm-hmm. Teenagers and kids alike and young adults. Hey, you know what? Things happen to everybody, so, you know, staying in a group, everybody can kind of watch out for each other, keep
safety
each other safe.
Numbers.
Yeah, numbers is a big thing, and, you know, someone might see something that someone else doesn't. Like I said, you know, we're dealing with, you know, a lot of things. We're dealing with pedestrians, we're dealing with automobiles, we're dealing, you know, bicycles, we're dealing with everybody. You know, not everybody does Halloween, so, you know, some people just go around their normal day, and it might entail, you know, rushing around and doing what they got to do to get to work the next day. So, you know, it's about keeping things, keeping your eyes open.
Groups, that's right. School, it's called a school. There's types of fish that like to swim in schools. They do that for safety purposes.
Yeah.
They're safer in groups. Yep. Same with bike riders, even, actually. I like riding in a group ride because I feel safer with a group.
Yeah, I like to be, like, in front of that pack, though, however. I'm something about being at the back, you know. I just can't do it. But
well, the back is where when a school of fish is in a group, the back fish is the one that gets picked up by the shark usually. So
yeah, sadly. But we're really hoping that 3-foot rule gets out there. It's kind of nice to see that too. That's helping out a lot.
Yeah,
people are kind of heeding that. But a couple last things, like I said, we mentioned before, try to use face paint where possible instead of a mask, so we get, you know, no visual obstructions with the costume, especially with the little kids. Reflective material where possible, you know, go get some company glow sticks, light glow sticks, add them, or incorporate them into your costumes and things like that.
I would go out and on my bike, if I was going to go Halloween on my bike, I would dress myself up as a Christmas tree. Can't be much brighter than that.
Actually, I was not going to give my secret away, but I'm working on a Tron costume right now. I think
the secret's out. That's awesome. Where are you going to be trick-or-treating? We got to see this.
I'll be working here at the school. We're having a, you know, one other thing, keep an eye out.
Oh, you can dress up costume at school.
Yeah, we're actually having, we don't do it during the whole day. We actually have a separate event. And a lot of schools started doing this. They have little festivals and parties at the end of school. And so all the friends can actually come to school and actually trick-or-treat in our multi-purpose room. We have a big giant, auditorium type room. We set up games, activities, and we actually do this really cool thing. We use a lot of technology at our school, so we set up a Wii on the big screen and all the kids dance and stuff
cool.
to it. Then we pass out candy before they leave, and they get their own little trick-or-treat bag. And, you know, it's kind of one way. There's been a big push to get it off the streets, but, you know, I mean, I grew up out on the streets doing it, and so far, you know, I survived.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
Times are definitely different, yeah. So I know a lot of schools, a lot of churches and whatnot are doing small, you know, festival party type deals, where, you know, they kind of make it a little safer by staying in the school environment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Good. So facial paint, so visibility, bright costumes rather than dark costumes, safety in numbers, anything else?
Oh, I'm trying to think here. Like I said, just be mindful of where you're going, what you're doing, you know your area, know the neighborhood, you know, try to ask around, hey, what's a good area to go to? And, you know, there's been some stuff in the media, too, about, you know, looking up the Megan's Law offenders list and kind of, you know, staying out of those areas as well. And, I mean, that's all on the internet. But you know, they've pretty much been, you know, directed to not turn on lights and things like that. So, I mean, kind of a sad thing in our society, but it is a fact we have to deal with. So like I said, it's just keep your eyes open, be aware, supervise. Adults, parents, supervise your young ones. You know, we kind of take for granted that kids are growing up a lot faster these days, and even our teens and preteens, you know, get in your car and kind of follow them along. Make sure they're, you know, not getting into any mischief that could really get them in some serious trouble.
Good luck keeping up with the teens. If you want to follow them around, they may try to ditch you. I know mine would if I was a parent following them around, but fortunately they're off to college now, so they're doing their own thing.
I suggest if you're going to follow them, get another car that they don't recognize.
Great idea, Robert.
borrow your friend's car and just kind of cruise along.
That's a great idea.
And here's the best line when they get home. So, how was your night?
Well said. All right, anything else you want to add? Last minute here?
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of things covered. If you go online and as a teacher.
Oh, there's an online site maybe with the.
Yeah, one of the things I went in, I just did a general search, but if you go to AAA.com had a lot of good information that you could print, download, and just kind of make some notes. A lot of the media outlets have special Halloween sections where they talk about safety. So, you know, right now it's actually one of the top search phrases out there. It comes up Halloween and safety and advice and costume making. So,
right.
You know, a lot of people are starting to get ready, and it's something we do take for granted. You know, it's something we just, we're just going to go trick-or-treating, and, you know, things happen. So we got, you know, a lot of most people stay with the basics, you know, get a flashlight and things like that. But, hey, you know, it's like I said, we're getting darker earlier, and just need to, keep our wits open.
So. Okay, very good. And big shout-out to the Englewood School District. Thanks for letting us come on campus here at Frank Parent Elementary School, and you're in charge of safety here, and appreciate your time, Robert. Thanks a lot.
Oh, no problem. It's a pleasure, and like I said, I hope, you know, everybody just use your head and be smart and have a great time out there.
Thanks.
Okay, all right. Robert Sandoval. Race and Teach. Race and Teach is a medical services, event medical services. Race and Teach, Robert Sandoval. And Bike Sport Radio's got sounds of bike races also. We've got some action from the Urban Cyclocross, Black Cat Cross. We've also got some little noise from the first ever Coachella Valley Cyclocross. And sit back and enjoy those sounds of bike racing.
Ultra riders. Ultra riders go through the chute. Everybody else line up on the other side of the chute, so the ultra riders have a place to go. They are racing concurrently with you guys, and they are in colored numbers. So if you see somebody out there with a colored number, you're not racing against them, okay? 507 going by in the ultra. Again, masters. 45, 55, and single speed 1-2-3s.
I didn't see that.
Make some noise. The Masters taking off now. Masters 45s at the Black Cat Cross. Big field of Masters 45s. The Masters 55s up next, and then we'll have a little bit of a gap before we start the women's Cat 3s and 4s. Congratulations. Michael Marks, Spy Blue, just going across the line there in the Masters 45s, winning the race at the Black Cat Cross. And we got ultracross riders on the course right now, and on deck is going to be our feature event of the day, the Elite Open Men's and the Masters 35s, 3s, and 4s. They'll have their own race. We'll get the ultracross guys off the course before they start. 166, finishing up right there. 166, Jamie Stathis. Congratulations.
Like this, but you had already gone by the
You're out.
I got a ton.
Yeah.
Post-race chatter here. Michael Marks picking up the win.
We've got to have a winner's interview.
What's Marcel? Marcel, what are you doing here? You came
Marcel
out for the ultracross.
You can translate for me.
Can we thank the
Michael,
sponsors?
Michael, how did you feel?
Can we thank the sponsors?
Yeah, Spy Optics is the one that made this happen. I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't had Spy Optics.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It all paid off.
Got it dirty.
No.
You got it dirty.
I got you grimacing.
Maybe
you took an immediate lead.
Yeah.
Well, where do I go?
And
to the event photographer.
No, Dave Cross.
Mark Spivey, our pro photographer out here
all the pictures
on Bike Sport Radio. Yeah! Spy Optics! Yeah, we'll do the podium shortly. We're trying to get the podium for the previous heat out, though. Thanks, Michael. Congratulations.
You're riding, Dave? Come on, you look way too pretty, dude.
The leaders, two riders still together. We're going to have one lap to go. One lap to go. When these two leaders come through. And third place rider is still dangling there. One to go.
One to go.
It's going to be a sprint.
One to go.
There's third place guy right there. Just a 2 seconds behind these leaders. Oh. And he's going to close the gap. Let's see if he closes the gap.
Catch it. Come on. Last lap. Let's go.
Woo. This is really tight, tight, close racing. This is like track racing out here.
Come on, Brad! Let's go, Stevens! Come
on. One to go for this rider here. Here's our leaders.
34 minutes in, guys.
34 minutes into the race. It's Team Big Bear and Shimano something rider, and the third place guy closing in fast. Rode through the entire field in the Super Hammerheads.
2 minutes 10, Larry.
One, wipeouts.
I don't know, who's going to win?
Wow. Nice endo out there.
There he is.
He's off the course.
No, I said.
I didn't say it.
You guys have any questions?
Turn on the lights, it's going to start getting darker pretty quick. You guys ready?
Alright.
Where's the line? Yeah, you're doing pro, right?
Getting ready to start the riders any second now.
Whoa, you're doing pro? You're doing pro, you're not in this one.
Yeah, hair. Hair is over here.
Hey, cut that hair and you can hear me good.
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Alright, guys.
Biscuit.
Making a makeshift start line here.
Makeshift start line.
Oh, really?
Anybody have any questions?
Make some noise when you start for Bike Sport Radio, too.
Can I get a handicap?
Yeah, Austin's already been out there, so you'll
give us like that. All right. We have a start line. And we have a big field.
Yeah, you guys can be anywhere on the course, it doesn't bother me.
About 30 riders out here, super hammerheads and regular hammerheads, ready to go for 45 minutes.
You ready? 30 minutes for the hammerheads, 45 for the super. In 5, 4, 3, 2, don't hit the camera man. 1, go!
Woo! Go, go, go! All right. Second wave today out here at the Coachella Valley Cyclocross. Bike Sport Radio's here at the roll call for the Racers and Chasers Hammerheads and Super Hammerheads category. Right now, doing roll call. Two categories racing together. Coachella Valley. We'll be starting shortly after the roll call. We're about two-thirds of the way through the final lap. There is the 2 leaders, 1 and 2, neck and neck. They're just kind of eyeballing each other. And rider in third place is actually closing in a little bit still. He's still not there yet. They are neck and neck. Look at that. Oh, they're going to sprint.
Boy, you made up a lot of ground on that turn. Go get it. Go get it, Ruben.
Last lap. Last lap.
When to go for you. When to go for that rider. And here comes our finishers. Neck and neck. Getting ready to go around the last turn there.
Last lap.
There they are. They're in the straightaway now. Oh!
You got it.
Team Big Bear dropping off the back. Woo! 505 takes the win. 522 Team Big Bear in second place. And our third place rider. Good job, third.
Nice job.
529 riding for Physique. Sweet finish.
All right. Well, that just about wraps up today's show. So, big thanks to all our listeners and everything at Bike Sport Radio. Remember, drive your bike.
She boarded the board and turned and blew me a kiss. And later on, when the squad car.